This is an executive summary of how capital gains tax on real estate works. Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Sell an investment property and the tax can claim a quarter to a third of your gain, sometimes more. The headline capital gains rate is only the opening line. Stacked on top are a depreciation recapture rate, a 3.8% surtax, and state income tax, and together they take a far bigger share than the rate alone implies. This memo walks through the full calculation as it stands in 2026, line by line, then lays out the legal strategies that defer or reduce the bill. It is general information, not tax advice. Your CPA should run your actual numbers before you sign anything. Capital gains tax applies to your gain, not your sale price. Getting the gain right is the whole foundation, and most disputes with a CPA start here. Your gain is the amount realized. Sale price minus selling costs like the brokerage commission, title, and transfer taxes, less your adjusted basis. Adjusted basis is what you originally paid for the property, plus the capital improvements you made over the years, minus the depreciation you claimed while you owned it. That last subtraction is the one that surprises people. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.